buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
Now this is an epic callback to the heroics of Hector. Colin once shared a story about Hector the handyman and how he stood out among all other options. In this episode, Colin shares another story about Hector as a great example of helping while making an impact. Learn more about Hector and many more in this latest episode of Sales Transformation.
Your point, I agree. You can't just go around helping all day and just not following through. But I think if you're truly helping, you're helping follow through all the way to the end, which is what you're making a sale, but you're helping the customer find the right solution at the end of the day.
Yeah. I'm going to give an example here that's totally unrelated to B2B sales or anything. But I have a handyman and his name's Hector, right? And Hector built my office that I'm in right now. And it's a longer story if I tell you about building the office, but the way that he approached building this office for me was different than anybody else because it stood out, because he taught me things that I didn't know and he asked questions that nobody else was asking. That's the short version of why Hector built this office that I'm sitting in today. And so because of that experience, anytime anybody asks me for a handyman, I refer them to Hector. Anytime anything happens in my house, I call Hector. And here's another example of why Hector always puts helping me first before selling me something. Just the other day, we have some built-in shelves in my daughter's bedroom, and we thought we had termites. There was like this kind of dust that was coming out, and we're like, oh my God, we have termites, and this is horrible. We got to call Hector, get these built-in shelves out of here. Hector came out, he checked it out, probably would have charged me $1,000 to take it out and, smooth everything out. But he examined it and he took a look and he's like, you don't need me to take this out. You don't have termites. You have maybe a little wood worm, which I didn't even know that those exist. He's like, you basically need a $20 item on Amazon and treat this and you're fine. You don't need to take it out. Now, Hector easily could have charged me $1,000 and took that out and I would have known any different. I would have thought, yeah, we had termites and, Hector took the shelves out, but he wanted to help me before sell me something. And so if I ever need something done or anybody that I know ever needs something done, I will always call Hector.
And if Hector would have potentially replaced the wood shelves, you might not have ever known. And you still might have the same opinion of Hector, but you could also have a friend who's like really into wood insects or something come to your house and you're telling the story like, oh man, I had to pay $1,000 for this. Because, there was termites and he's like, really? Let me look. Oh, there's no entry, no sign. Now you're doubting Hector and he knew it the whole time. So you can make a buck.
And to be honest, if I had maybe if I had the motivation, I could probably go search online and find out, do I really have termites? Right. But I don't have the time to do that, but I probably could. And then if that contradicted what Hector said, I'd never call Hector again. So think about that as a seller or as a founder, entrepreneur that sells. Like, make sure that like Aaron said, you're being helpful, you're making an impact, and you're really standing out in a way. Something that really stood out that you mentioned earlier, Aaron, was like, well, a lot of times when you're talking to prospects, like they're almost like blown away of like, oh, you're not going to charge me anything. Like, oh, you're being so helpful, and And you should be shooting to try to give your prospects that sort of experience that they're not used to. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.